Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Virgin Media Originals podcast series.
Hello and welcome back to Hooked On I'm a Celeb with me, Fionnuala J. Giovanna had to contend with plenty of foul gusts of wind from the remaining boys. Shane continued his EastEnders masterclass, and this year's Celebrity Cyclone marked the 400th trial in the history of I'm a Celebrity. Joining me now to chat over last night's episode is Crossy from FM104 and one of the country's busiest comedians, Danny O'Brien, fresh from taking part in a virtual comedy gig. How did that go, Danny?
Living my best life, Fionnuala, you know yourself.
tripping off the vibes, as AJ would say himself. Crossy, how are you?
I'm great. I had a chipper while watching I'm a Celeb, and as soon as I did, I was like, oh no, they're going to be eating rank stuff. So I inhaled it so fast. And was there not, there was not one bit of worm or slug or snail or anything on this episode. So yeah, I'm sitting here with a Diet Coke going, I've had so much food. But yeah, that was my evening.
You did the right thing, Crossy. I had a fruit and nut bar for dinner, so I'm that's showbiz, baby.
Danny, you're a food blogger. Like, what the, and you're eating fruit and nut for dinner? Like, what the hell?
That's why you should never believe anything on the internet. Like, that's different proof. Like, I'll be putting up pictures of, like, cheese cascading off a burger. And then the reality of it is, you know what I mean? Me slow pushing a fruit and nut bar into my face, like, in a corner of a studio.
Fruit nut, though, is underrated. I respect that. I respect that a lot. So there was four left. Giovanna, Shane, Jordan, and Vernon. And Giovanna, as the last gal, had to put up with a lot of wind, as we said in the intro. A lot of wind. Are we surprised that Giovanna has made it all this way? Are we surprised that there are so few gals in the final? Danny, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts because it's a topic that's come up a lot with myself and my Instagram followers. But I'd be interested to pick your brain on it.
I don't know. Like, I think the most annoying people always get left to the end in any of these kind of things because people want to see... You know what I mean? It's not that people aren't sound that they get gone. It's just that they're not bringing the noise as much. You know what I mean? They're not creating any kind of tension or anything like that. So I think that's probably the reason is that the lads kind of, for me anyway, various levels of annoyance, and that's why they're there.
Crossy, let's talk Mo and Shane and the EastEnders masterclass. Like, Mo is fully going to be on EastEnders at some stage in some kind of cameo way. In 2021, surely, like, they'd be idiots not to.
He is fantastic, isn't he? I felt that, you know, he developed himself throughout the past couple of weeks, and now as soon as he finds himself and he's, you know, talking, having the crack, what was it, Matt Butcher, he was calling her for Matt Pop Butcher. I loved him. I'm so shocked. I thought, like, the Brits absolutely love their Olympic people. Like, the Olympic people can shit outside your house and they'd be like, oh my god, I got an Olympic shit. But do you know what? They're so like, whoa. I can't believe he's gone. I'm so shocked. Like, when I saw that last night, I was like, stop the count. First Liz McDonald, now Mo Farah. What is going on?
Can I say
2020 in a nutshell? Yes, you can say
D-bag. I don't like... So I tried and tried to like her, but there's just something so... disingenuous about her. I don't know what it is. Like, I've tried to... do you not feel it? That she's just... She's a bit of a nothing compared to... Yeah. Like, compared to the rest of them that have been in it, they've all done something. I kind of feel like she'd give out to you. Like a teacher. I think she reminds me of a teacher. I think that it's nothing got to do with her. It's got to do with a teacher. I think that's what it is.
There's a bang of Moon Tour vibes off Giovanna without a shadow of a doubt. Like, Grail Skull.
But then you have, like, everyone who's been voted off coming out and saying, G to win, Mama G, obsessed with her. Like, is it? I was really surprised when I saw her tweet, Crossy, because again, she hasn't been my fave, but I have warmed her and I can see, I do think she's a nice person. She's not necessarily mad full crack. She's not necessarily dramatic or kind of stirring the pot. But I mean, is it selective editing? Like, maybe there's something that we're not seeing that everyone in camp is, and they're just so enamored with her as a result.
Yeah, it has to be that. Like, I just, because everything I've seen and I've watched her religiously, I've just been like, no, she's not really doing it for me. There's been nothing that I've been, like, I think if you ask me next year who is in the final three, I won't remember her.
She's she's vanilla ice cream. I think she must have some mega blackmail on people. That's my conspiracy.
Oh no, no. There's been a lot of people who I've been like, I cannot believe have been kicked out. Like Liz McDonald, I thought she'd still be in it. I thought Jess would still be in it. Like I had a bet on my mate that she'd win it.
Ah, Crossy, get a grip. She was she was nice, but like are you serious? She was never gonna go much further than where she came.
Was she not the female Jordan? You know, no, a bit kind of ditzy.
I mean, she had some great moments. That try by her in chains, I've said, was the best of the series. I would say hilarious. But like, we didn't see much of her beyond that. I don't know. Did you like Jess, Danny? Maybe I'm totally wrong here.
No, I didn't really get that. I wasn't really pushed on her, to be honest with you.
Another vanilla ice cream gal, as we said. She is stunning, but that's not relevant, Crossy. I just didn't care. Gorgeous. She can't all be gorgeous.
We're not all that shallow, Crossy. I just see vacant personality where you see beauty.
Oh,
it's like Mr. Chico's here with the vanilla ice creams. Good jam.
Biting words there for poor Jessica.
Christmas has come early, and today you're Santa's elves.
Bloody big elves.
Translating phone orders for toys up upon the shelves. Wrap them all up neatly. To guess them right, you must be clever. Then it's off to see Cledwyn for the final time ever.
Are you good at rapping?
No.
What?
I am. Take flat balls from Jeremy.
Cast the Coin Challenge. We had Vernon and Jordan taking part. It was Christmas themed. They were dressed as elves. Really enjoyable for me personally as someone who fancies them and is also really into Christmas. They basically had to translate these phone orders that were in Welsh to source the right toys on these shelves. They'd wrap them up neatly, put them in the outbox. If it was wrong, it'd get returned and they'd have to do it again. Loved it. I just like any content that involves Jordan with someone else or Vernon with someone else, because I think they really vibe off kind of other people. Like I love it. And also, can I say, I think this is what the Gaeltacht needs to boost Irish language here, because like I'm into Welsh now. I'm like, how do I learn this? I'm flat out on the Duolingo now. Like,
is there Welsh on Duolingo? There must be a separate app for Welsh. it wouldn't have your phone would be heavy. It'd be heavier with Welsh in it, like.
I think the only way that we'd all know a bit of Welsh, if Just Eat was turned into Welsh or a Kinder or something like that, could we'd have to know the words for chipper, snack box, chicken burger, ride me sideways, and all that sort of stuff.
Like age, sex, location in Wales, like. Send nudes in Welsh.
My favorite kind of bit about that segment was Clegwin's like obvious disdain for the two lads. Like they were elfing it up and trying to have as much kind of festive crack as possible. And your man was just like, he was just so ragey. He was brilliant. I just loved watching him. He reminded me of a barman in the west of Ireland or something like that. Just just breathing heavily out through his nose and pushing it towards them.
Yeah, God, I loved Quedlin. I was like very disappointed about the fact that they didn't win. Like, what a letdown for it to be the final Castle Coin Challenge. The choice between chocolate orange and mince pies. They chose mince pies. The question was
they deserve to lose for that alone. What person in their now, right mind would take a mince pie over chocolate orange? Like, that's
the
sacrilege.
Brits. The Brits, Danny. I'm afraid the Brits are at it again.
That's why they're leaving Europe, and that's why we've no sympathy for them.
As we said, they lost the questions. They were basically asked what percentage of Brits would try and sneak a peek at their Christmas presents. They were given the options 14% and 22%. They chose the latter. That was incorrect. We got to see Vernon steal Cledwyn's bell. Cledwyn got to eat all the mince pies. It was all very fun, tongue-in-cheek. I loved it. But I was like, you'd be raging going back to camp being like, oh yeah, it's our last one and we didn't win. You know, like I was just like, oh, you'd think they would give. I was kind of waiting for them to like give it to them anyway or something, but didn't happen.
I love the fact that it was AJ that, you know, he was the one that pressed them saying, no, it's definitely that. And then you could see Shane looking at him going, what a tosser at the end of it, because it was him. I was like, yes, the final bit.
Yeah, because he's always mad pushing for his answers. And like a lot, in fairness, a lot of the time he has been right and they voted against him. But this time I was like, yes, you don't know everything, you weasel.
Oh, great term for him. Great term for him. Weasel.
Weasel. Big weasel head in him.
Weaselina.
On the subject of on the subject of AJ being a massive weasel, it was obviously himself and Mo's last dance. They were voted out. AJ had said to Mo, I don't want to go home. There was something about him, like, I don't know, was it a career thing? I don't know, was it just being a part of the experience or whatever? But even kind of the others in there all said of AJ, like Vernon said, I think AJ wanted to go all the way. He's got burning ambition is the best way to put it. Jordan said the same thing. He said, AJ's a great lad, a really genuine guy, very ambitious. I'm wondering, am I being cynical, Danny, but is saying ambitious or like to have a burning ambition to do something, is it a bit of a backhanded compliment?
Do you know what else burns Fionnuala? Gonorrhea.
Thankfully, both of us are like, oh, we've never had that before. Explain, Danny. Yeah. Who was she? Right, when did it happen?
Can't relate, Danny. Can't relate.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know. There's a next level of passive aggression when it comes to the Brits as well. And I just, you know what, even it's like, AJ's a great lad. He's a really nice, genuine guy. Very ambitious. No one in Ireland would say that without being drowned in sarcasm and passive aggression. You couldn't even finish the sentence and mean it. Not a chance.
Crossy, what do you think? Do you reckon, I think they're fully right. I think that was a nice way of saying he really wanted to win. I'm not even saying that from a malicious like perspective. I think for his career, he knew what it would do for him and he wanted it the most, I think.
I think if he looks back, he'll be so disappointed that he wasn't in it as much as he was supposed to be in it. I think they will all be like, oh God, AJ thought he was going to win. He didn't win. Calling someone ambitious is like calling them an obnoxious little prick. And I think that's what came out of that tonight. I think we've all realized, you know, AJ, by now, I think they'll all meet each other, but I don't think the main crew will meet AJ.
I think ambitious is the new harmless.
Harmless. He's harmless. That's not a compliment.
That's worse than being nothing. You're less than a nothing if you're harmless.
There's no chance of you causing any harm, even if it's like harm and good crack. Like, you are harmless.
You are incapable of harm because you're so harmless.
Oh, pre-trial, we had Giovanna read a scroll to her fellow campmates saying that they would all be taking part in Celebrity Cyclone, which was so exciting. Jordan had said that the Cyclone is the one they all want to do. Every series it is, because, I mean, such a culmination of tasks. And as you said, there's nothing kind of creepy crawly involved, or you don't have to eat any bum holes. Like, it's just pure kind of like adrenaline and fun and crack and whatever. They all had these like knights costumes. I was looking at them, Crossy, and I was thinking as they were going out to the trial, it's the best top four we've had in a while. Now, I feel like asking that, I feel like you disagree because I know you don't like Giovanna, but I mean, they love each other. They're just, the crack was radiating off them.
So my friends gave out to me the other day because they said, like, I think I'm a bit too cruel with this. I think they should have 0 people talking to them from the outside world, as in take off their hats. They're not allowed to put any messages on it. She should have her hands tied behind her back that she can't do that thing for her kids. They're supposed to be in there for 3 weeks, lads. 3 weeks is 3 weeks. I want to see them go mental by the end of it. So yeah, I think that's the reason why I don't like her. I kind of feel like she's like, oh, look at me. I'm here doing this. Look at me and my kids. I'm like, hey, my mom had me, like, I'm grand, you know, get over it. I think that's what it is. I don't know what, it drives me mad. I need to stop because I'd say she sounds. Do you know who I think? Imagine they had Liz McDonald on it. Would she have been able to do it?
No, not a hope. I can answer that definitively now. Not a hope.
She has the thighs of a rugby player. She would have ran up that waterfall. Not a bother on her. You know what I mean?
She would have ran up and stopped the balls coming down. Yeah, she would have just, with the sheer force of herself.
All I could think of in this section was, I was like, where did they get this budget? Where did the Brits get money for this incredible budget? Like, they have a power score waterfall with plastic balls cascading. Like, do you know what I mean? I was like, where are they getting this helicopter money? I'm like, what's going on? I love how the guys, they kind of remind me of medieval versions of, like, the Wiggles. If the Wiggles and the Teletubbies had an affair, they look like a hybrid of those. Like, they look like the bastard love children of Teletubbies and the Wiggles.
Now same imagine color. Them having sex. That is so weird.
What an observation.
Aren't we lucky that Mo Farah didn't get to this far? Like, he is a whippet. He would have been blown to Dublin. Like, yeah. He's, you know, because they're like, in fairness to them all, they're all heavy enough. Like, they're all normal weight. Mo is, you know, he's slender. He's a little whippet. He would have been blown over to us.
I thought the challenge was slightly underwhelming. Like, it looked like any mother leaving Smith's in December trying to get down Henry Street. Do you know what I mean? Like, rain howling off, you're just carrying boxes going, they don't even deserve these. Like, that's what I thought of when I saw them trying to get down the rain. I've seen that scene in Dublin many a time.
Justice for Mams going to Smith's, because apparently it's much harder than Celebrity Cyclone. How do you think he'd get on if he did it? Because it's one of those things, I look at it and I feel such joy watching it, and they make it so dramatic. As you said, the production value is through the roof. But like, Crossy, I'd love to give it a go. I'd love to give it a go to see if it's as hard as it is, or if it's just like very kind of fun editing that we love.
I'd love to do it, because I'd love to be, you know, blown from it with all the balls pushing me back. I think I'd be very bad. I only have to think about this. Oh, Jesus. But yeah, wet balls being blown at me. Jesus, that's what I want on a Thursday windy night.
Take that clip out of the edit and release it on its own, and let's just see what the internet does with that. Just put that up as an audio tweet.
I'm like, gee, you're afraid of these balls? Move aside, sire.
More balls, Mr. Crossy.
I apologize, my poor mother.
Maybe tell her to skip this one. Skip straight to the final. You're not on it. Anyway, they all had very different tactics. Like, Vernon just ran straight up, which it did something to me, guys. My undercarriage, she was warm. And then we had like Jordan. We had Jordan trying to go backwards. He had a rough time, but I mean, like, do we reckon, I had this discussion with my friend while we were watching it, like, do we reckon that it is as close as they make it out? You know what they were saying? They were like, oh, it's 10 seconds left, whatever, blah, blah. Or do they just give them enough time to do it? And again, is it down to the editing, Danny? Am I being very cynical again?
Whatever's best for the telly, like, let's be honest about it. Like, you know, if they didn't get it again, they might let them roll again a bit more dramatically, but you can edit things to make them look so much more dramatic. Like, you know, you walk into the shop with a bit of drizzle. With the right editing, you can make that look like the perfect storm, you know? So I'd say I'm sure it was just an adaptation of what happened, but editing's very powerful.
I loved how they thought they were going to get like pizzas or something. That's what they were all kind of wishing for. And then they got Partridge, which, I mean, they were still very happy about. But after going through all that, I would have felt pretty fucking hard done by, to be honest.
But, like, spitting out Partridge, like, where's my Domino's? This pot is so dry.
On it. They were just to have a bird each, like, so happy.
Yeah, I thought it was really weird. Did they not get alcohol on the very last night? I always thought they got alcohol when they did that challenge. You know, like maybe two or three beers to kind of loosen them up. There was none of those challenges this year, I don't think, where they got beer, was there?
Bar the Castle Inn thing, which was last night or the night before. But yeah, usually maybe they'll have something for the final. But yeah, maybe they were worried that Vernon would start saying too much or potentially not enough.
Have another drink.
They should give them like flagons of cider, like awful, like teenager cider, and let them Linden Apple Village tree, and let like... them, yeah, ruin their lives. That'd be great.
Oh, imagine.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Vern said when they went back for dinner, he was like, oh, if I leave tomorrow, there's no way I'll be disappointed. Now, we'll get to the result, obviously, but he didn't leave. Do we reckon that's true? Do you reckon he was being fully honest, or... Danny, do you reckon he'd be a bit raging if he did leave and didn't make it to the final as he has done?
Yeah, of course. Like, I mean, like the whole, they're all picked because of their egos and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, of course they would. You got to play the game as well. So, you know, I think humility is you're trying to be the most humble in a camp full of people who don't really have much humility. You know what I mean? It's like I remember reading an interview with a male model, and he's like, he was in movies and stuff, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm really shy and I suffer. And I was like, what are you talking about? You're a model and an actor. Like, what? No, you're not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, be honest, man. You know what I mean? Playing this like, I'm just so twee. I'm like, no, you're not, man. Like, you're doing the worm on like a catwalk thing and you're telling us you're shy. Like, come on, man.
Crossy, what if
do you think he's vacant?
No, like, but I feel like I'm biased. I think I'm biased because I fancy him, though. I will say, I do think, as I mentioned earlier, I think he is helped by his relationships with other people. So, like, when he's with Shane, he's great crack. When he's with Jordan, he's mega crack. Like, when he's with other people on his own, he's not that funny, but he's really nice and he has shared kind of the odd, interesting story. But in comparison to Shane, like, he's not, like, a turned on all the time, like, jazz hands kind of guy.
Yeah, I saw a wrinkle on his neck earlier. And I was right. That was the one thing. Sorry, the only reason why I'm saying that is that he's so young looking. I can't believe he's like 46. And tonight was the first night when every way the camera angle was on him, I was like, oh, Crossy, hello, 46.
That's the start of the Botox starting to go. That's the first line. Another 3 weeks, that neck will look like your nanny's elbow.
Crossy, what have been your highlights from Series 20?
Oh, God, I was thinking about this earlier on today. And I think probably when Russell got put into those massive vats, because he was singing so much, I love the fact it was like, leave him down there. Leave him for a few more seconds. I love that. I love the drinking challenge with Jess and Shane. I think that by far was the best thing that happened this season. Just the how they got with each other. They kind of kept referencing EastEnders. They kept patting each other on the back while looking away. I think that probably was the best thing for me. Anything with Jordan in it, I didn't get him at the start. I thought he was playing up, but I think Jordan, for me, I think anything that he has been part of, he's kind of made everyone smile and everyone's been like, oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they've been the two big things, the drinking part and Jordan.
What about you, Danny? Any standout moments?
Yeah, the drinking part was whopper. I loved the snake one. I kind of love seeing people with that level of cringe as well when they're all like they're all trying to hold themselves and go into the toilet. And then the guys at one stage, the guys who were at like the snake handlers, one of them kind of lost control of the snake for like a second. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to bite his snake. This is going to be the greatest one ever. That for me was like, I was like, I genuinely thought the snake, you know, like one of those awful videos you see on YouTube where you have like someone petting a snake and it just goes US Postal and just, I was just, oh man, I visualized it. It was so close, but so far.
Danny, you are such a masochist. Like, oh my God.
I just love the crack of that. Like, they had to get nauseous and all in. It'd be so funny.
The crack of someone getting severely injured. I'm with you, though. I would have gone something like that.
Yeah, they're not poisonous. They wouldn't have died, and it would have made great telly.
Release the hounds.
Yeah. Danny's like, sure, it's grand. No one would have died. Like, it's fine. I hope whoever makes the show is listening for next year, because there's some great feedback here, I would say.
The next celebrity to leave I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2020 is Shane.
Oh. No way!
Congratulations, G, Jordan and Vernon. You are in the final three. Shane, we'll see you down in the studio in a minute.
See you, goodbye, Shane. We'll see you in a second.
No way!
See you later, guys.
Let's talk about the result, because, I mean, I was a bit shocked. So this was the last elimination before the final. Only one person went. And it was Shane, who from the start had been a favourite, a lead kind of favourite with Giovanna. I mean, he was top three for me. I loved him. I remember I put it up on my Instagram story saying, God, I'm really shocked. I had a lot of responses being like, I'm delighted. I found him really annoying. I really thought it was going to be between Vernon and Giovanna to go. Like, Crossy, were you surprised as me?
I was absolutely shocked. I thought it would have been Vernon gone tonight. I think G has such a huge following over in the UK. I think Jordan has BBC Radio 1 behind him. And, you know, I think he, of all people, will probably win because of that. But Shane has made the series for making people laugh, having the crack, being moody. He's gonna, you know what, go fucking crazy at some stage. And just for I was really shocked when I saw it tonight. I was like, ow, would you get out of here? Definitely thought it was gonna be Vernon tonight. But I think, and I feel sorry for him. I think he needed it. I think, you know, all those newspaper reports that he's lost jobs and he's lost money. I think out of them all, I hope Shane gets the most out of it. You know, gets that bit of dollar back in, goes back to EastEnders, marries Kat again, breaks up with her, burns down the Vic, and then ends up on Strictly. It's going to happen.
Like Shane is absolutely, he's not on my worry list. Do you know what I mean? I think he'll be all right.
I love that you have a worry list, and I love that Holly and Victoria are definitely on it.
He's going straight into Panto, which is absolutely dollar bills, yo. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose.
I think they missed a really great opportunity to say goodbye, Moon, at the end, and no one said it. It was like, oh, man. Even if it was for a piss take, that would have been class. Like, or, you know, just say goodbye, Moon, and give him like a slow Top Gun thumb up. That would have been amazing. I was jealous of the group hug as well. I was like, you know, because we're so coveted in our heads at the moment. I was looking at them all group hugging, and I was there going like, oh man, I missed that. I was getting flashbacks to festivals and all sorts and nightclubs. I was like, oh, I'm so jealous of the group hug. I might get a COVID test just for group hugs.
Danny's like, any contact on tick, please. I will take any amount of human touch. Danny, do you reckon Shane was a bit raging that he left early though? I know you said he'll be grand, which I completely agree with. I think out of all of them, he will be fine. I think Vernon will be fine. Whereas I think G and Jordan have the most to gain by winning. But there was something about Shane's face when it was called. I feel like he was a bit shook.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he probably didn't expect it. And like, he contributed to the crack as well. And it's, you know, he put the effort in, and he was, as you said, Crossy, like, you know what I mean? He was kind of a morale booster for everyone. And that must be really disheartening as well. If you're the one that's keeping the crack going, it's like you're the one that brought all the cans to a house party that was about to wrap up. And then you get told you have to leave early. You're like, what? Excuse me? What? Sorry. I am the party. I am the can. You know what I mean?
Crossy, what you reckon? Was he raging?
Yeah, I think he was. And you know what? He's got this far now. He's got his money. And I think, yeah, do you know what? I would be happy once you do that, you know, the cyclone. After that, then you leave, you're grand. You know what? Do you know what? The best thing about it is tomorrow is he's going to get all the newspapers. He's going to get all the TV shows like This Morning, Lorraine and all that sort of shite. Whereas the other three won't, because they're all there together. They'll only want to speak to the winner. So I actually think tonight was probably the best night to leave for coverage, bar winning it. Because I don't think the other two will get as much coverage, because you're going to forget about whoever the, you know, second and third are, because you just want to know who the first is. But with this, you get to, you know, he'll be on the rain tomorrow and he'll be all right, Alfie Moon here. And yeah, so I think it's good that he left tonight.
Crossy, you need to coin the phrase, if you're not first, you're fourth.
Yes. But I think so, yeah, because I often thought that about Big Brother or anything, that if you ever get into any of those TV shows, you're always probably better off to go the night before the final, because it means you get to lap up on whatever, you know, publicity trail that you're going to get, because the second and third never really get it, do they? Not as much as probably the fourth does. But I'm going to miss it. Yeah, I'm going to miss it. Like, it's been 3 weeks of my life that I've been, like, betting to every night, bar the Saturdays. I never watch the Saturdays. And I love just watching it and go on, get them to eat awful stuff, get them to do this, please talk about this. Oh, God, I wonder will they bring up the text messages. And will Vernon please take his top off again? Oh, there's Vernon with his top off. And come here, by the end of it, I was kind of into Jordan. I don't know what it was. There was something.
Jordan.
When
he shaved, I was less on board. Really? And now that it's grown back again, I'm like, oh,
what
he
do you
just,
guys, what do you
they're
see?
All a very, like, a very hot group this year, I would say.
Oh,
even
absolutely.
AJ, a bit, I was like, we've talked about it. I didn't necessarily like him, but like, wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers, you know, like the curls. They got me in the end.
Oh, I'd be up O'Connell Street on him. Oh my days. Absolutely. I'm sorry. This is the reason why I'm single. I go after those type of AJ types.
Okay, let's move away from who we want to ride. Let's talk about who do we want to win, Danny? Who's gonna win Series 20 by Miss Celeb?
I don't know. Like, I don't, you're probably right that there is some weird thing with Giovanni that's going on. I don't know. I've got a weird feeling it'll be her. I think everyone will think it'll be Vernon. But yeah, I don't know. I think she will. I don't know why, but I think she will. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I agree. I agree, but I want Jordan to win. But just based off what people have said coming out now, I feel like she could pip them to the post. And to be honest, I think her being the only woman left.
Yeah.
Kind of stands to her in a way as well. Crossy, what do you think? Or who do you want
to? I'll definitely give you that, because I cannot believe that there's only one woman left in it. Like, I was shocked.
Oh, I'm like,
hang on a second. Like, who the hell is voting? And then I was like, is it young girls voting for AJ? And then AJ got kicked out. And I'm like, okay, right now, it's not young girls. Shane Ritchie got kicked out, so all the L ones would have loved him. So I you know what I mean? So I thought that's why he would have stayed in. So this, I was looking at that, who was voting. Like, I'd love to know who it is, but I'd say she will win. I'd say she will win. I'd say it's between her and Jordan. Jordan? It's between her. I've got to even talk.
Jordan.
I'd say it's between herself and Jordan. And you know what? The more I think about it, they probably are the two that probably needed the most in a, you know, career enhancing way, because I don't mean they're up and coming, but, you know, like, everyone knows who Vernon is. I think Vernon has got his redemption from the British public, I think, because, you know, there's been nothing on the newspapers about that incident, and everyone's kind of forgotten about it now. It's kind of like, you know, he's Vernon Kay. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
He's had a pardon, essentially, from the Brits.
They've just
given him a pardon.
He'll probably end up presenting something like Changing Rooms or The Chase Part 2 or something like that.
Yeah. Antiques Roadshow Redemption.
Oh, keep him away from the mobile phones. But, you know, I'd say it would be poor LG, I'd say, or Jordan. Hopefully Jordan.
We shall see, boys. We shall see. Before we go, all clips from Rainbow Celeb are courtesy of ITV Studios. F104 is Crossy, comedian Danny O'Brien. Such a good laugh having you both on the podcast once again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Before we go, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. And don't forget as well, you can catch up on the full series so far of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on the Virgin Media Player. We're back tomorrow for the last ever deep dive of Series 20. So until then, for me, Fionnuala J, I'll chat to you on the next Hooked On I'm a Celeb.
This is a Virgin Media Originals podcast series.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.